We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We are up to page Reish Samach Dalet, the bottom paragraph. The Magid Midubna had described that when it comes to servants, there are three types of servants. There's one who couldn't care less what the master needs. He's always thinking how he could get what he wants. There's a second one who only thinks about what the master needs. He never thinks about what he could gain. And there's a third, which is the guy who's the balanced guy. He does whatever he can do for his master, but if he could benefit something along the way, he doesn't mind taking that benefit too. Omnam, but, says the Magid Midubna, b'avodat Elokim yitbach lo timtza ki mashnayim, when it comes to the service of Hashem, you'll only find two. You don't have three options. Oved Hashem b'emet u'tamim v'no maleh al ochol achshov b'inyanei atzmuto. You have a guy who's serving Hashem. And he doesn't think about himself at all. Ki ba'agoto b'chvod idyon orahod yitbarach shmo yish lo bitul mitziuto, mitziut v'lo chaser lo imken dvar ma. Because he is so happy in the service of Hashem that he's not missing anything. Asher yini'ehu lachshov lidog alav. So he's not thinking, hey, wait a second, I should have A or B or C. I'm not sure if you guys can understand what he's talking about. Take his word for it, and with time. What can I do? This is where we left off last semester, but this is a very, very advanced topic, what he's discussing here. He's saying, when it comes to the service of Hashem, you don't have that third option, and he'll explain why. Maybe you'll understand it better as we continue. He says, you have the person who's really dedicated to Hashem, and so then he's not missing anything when he's serving Hashem. So he's not worried about anything. So what does he have to think about himself? He's not missing anything. Everything's right. Ari, you wanted something?
Yeah, I kind of speculate to understand what it means.
Let's hear him out, and then we'll get back to it, okay? Hasheni Eved Mevish, and then you have the second option of the servant who's an embarrassment. He's always thinking how he could get what he wants out of it. And the only reason he's really doing mitzvos or anything of the sort is because he has the perks he's going to get out of it. I'm not lekabel pras b'olam hazeh u'olam haba. He wants the benefit in this world, the world to come. So these are two ways, one who does things for the proper reason and one who doesn't do it for, he does it but not for the proper reasons. But you're not going to find that third type of person. If you have someone who's serving Hashem, and at the same time he's thinking, well, maybe I could get this along the way or that along the way. He says, okay, I'll do mitzvos, and I'll be doing what Hashem wants, and people will honor me. They'll say, ooh, what a tzaddik. His friends will praise him. They'll give him a title, Rabbi. They'll give him an honorable place to sit. He has to know that type of service. That type of service is very diluted. And it's a service that's like a fire that's going to destroy everything. That's a person who is serving public opinion. He's not serving his Creator. You can't say, I'm doing what God wants, but I want people to see, I want people to honor me, I want people to value me, I want people to say, oh, what a great guy he is. Really? So who are you really serving? What are you really thinking about? That balance doesn't work. If I believe in what I'm doing, and Hashem, who created the world, said, this is what's right, and this is what I should be doing now, so then I'm not missing anything. I'm doing what's right at the right time. I don't think this is the correct class for guys who just walked into Mahon Meir. Forgive me. I'm not sure if you guys can understand what I'm talking about. Correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds highfalutin, no? Yeah? Come on, let's be honest. Yeah? What do you say, Tzion? Okay. Yes?
I have a question, which is, there are a load of people who will come along and they won't tell you, what you're doing, I don't like. I don't like what you're doing, in my opinion, you shouldn't be doing it. Which makes it sound like, oh, that's their opinion, they can go and take that opinion along with them. What they do is they go, oh, I read here, you shouldn't do that. I read there, you shouldn't like it if you do that, and they make their opinion, Hashem's opinion, I have people tell me why I shouldn't have dogs in the house, and then they make it, they bring it from a Kabbalistic perspective to a halachic perspective, or they say, oh, well, here's why your wife shouldn't wear a shekel. Oh, and then the next guy goes, here's why your wife shouldn't wear a head frame, but should wear a shekel. And then, you know, people make their opinion the Shem's opinion. So how do you know when to just say in a nice way, like, you can't exactly tell them, look, I don't agree with you, but like, oh, you don't agree with the Shem then?
No, I think the answer is very simple. You have your rabbi, and you do what your rabbi says. He has his rabbi. Let him do what his rabbi says. You won't bother him with what your rabbi says. He shouldn't bother you with what his rabbi says. Very simple. I'm respectful of your rabbi. You be respectful of mine. I don't have to know all the answers, but if my rabbi said differently, leave me alone. Goodbye. I was once taking some papers and putting them in the garbage. And a friend of mine was standing there and he said, Rav Mordechai Leo said you're not allowed to throw papers like that in the garbage. It said, Badatz Rabbanut Yerushalayim. So he thought that Rav Mordechai Leo said, if it says the word Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to put it in the garbage. So I thought what he said was nonsense. I didn't think Rav Leo said it. But I wasn't about to tell him that. So he said, Rav Leo said you're not allowed to put that in the garbage. So I said, okay. So he said, then take it out of the garbage. He said, no. So he said, he said, but I just told you Rav Eliyahu said you shouldn't put it in the garbage. I said, okay. So he said, why aren't you taking it out? I said, why should I take it out? So he said, because I just told you that Rav Eliyahu said you're not allowed to put that in the garbage. I said, so that's why you can go and take it out of the garbage. If you believe that's what he said, you believe it shouldn't be in the garbage, you take it out, leave me alone. I don't you believe me? I believe you. That's why you could take it out. I'm not going to enter the argument with you. Right, wrong, did say, didn't say, is right, isn't right, my rabbi, your rabbi. I'm doing according to my tradition. I'm doing with my rabbi. I wish you well. You want to take it out of the garbage? Take it out. Go deal with it. I'm not arguing with you. I think we have to avoid arguments. But, okay, let's understand this. Let's try to understand this on a real level. But it's going to involve a lot of introductions. That's why I'm a little bit hesitant, because I wanted this to be a short class. Okay. You guys ready? You have koch at the end of your first day at Mahon Meir. Wow. Very impressive, guys. Okay. So, we're going to really encompass concepts, which we will revisit, but there are concepts that encompass much of the core issues that people really have with Judaism. And that's why I'm a little reluctant to cover so much so fast. But okay, whatever you get from it, you'll get. And with time, we will revisit it. Point number one. Most people view the world with preconceived notions. And those preconceived notions are, in our day and age, pluralistic. So in Hebrew, you will hear people saying, "Lekol echad yesh et ha'emet shelo." Every person has their own version of the truth. That's a lie. You could tell me everyone has their perspective on the world, and either that's legitimate or illegitimate. You can say, I legitimize everyone's perspective on the world. You can't say everyone has their version of the truth. That's like my kids. Abba, he hit me. He hit me first. Well, it all started because you hit me back. There's one truth, right? So in Torah we say there's a certain realm within the Torah that's legitimate, but at the end of the day the Torah says this is permitted, this is prohibited. So philosophers will tell you, you cannot prove that murder is bad. You cannot prove logically that there are morals. And Judaism says, okay, I don't have to prove it. The creator of the world came here and told me, this is bad. Murder is bad. Thievery is bad. I don't have to prove it. He said it. Explain to me why incest is bad. You can't explain it logically. Go explain to me the logic. Comes the Torah and says it's bad, but you can't explain it. What's the logic? Go explain to me what's the difference if it's with a dog or a cat or a daughter or a wife or someone else. What's the difference? The Torah says it's bad. You could say, well, it will evolve into, and it'll cause that. Fine. But really, can you really explain to me what's bad about it? So again, we're really encompassing many deep concepts in one short conversation. But at any rate, if I can connect to this idea, Hashem created the world and came here and told us, this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. So then he is also, if we can connect to the idea that he is the essence of good, so then he gave me the system that's the best for me. But I closed my shop on Shabbos and my neighbor made $50,000 off of me. Taxi driver told me just the end of last week. He said, you know why we have no clientele in this neighborhood here? Because this neighborhood is people who don't keep Shabbos. So they take us, let's say, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and come Shabbos, we don't work on Shabbos. So who do they hire? The Arab taxis. And once they started calling them on Shabbos, they keep calling them during the week. So we don't have business in this neighborhood. Because these people take their taxis on Shabbos, and they end up keep on taking the same Arab taxi they got used to. So from our perspective, we don't exactly see how keeping the Torah is the best life in this world. You could see it in certain respects, but in other respects, you look at it and you say, gee, I don't know, he's making a mint off of my keeping Shabbos. I have a dry cleaning business, and so does Wan Chan Chin. And Wan Chan Chin's shop is open on Shabbos, and he has a lot of business on Shabbos. So I don't see exactly how I'm making the good life off of keeping Shabbos. We don't see it, right? But if I can really connect to this idea, he created the world, he runs the world, and he told me this is what's right. So then nothing bad can come of it. I'm doing what's right. If I can work with that system truthfully, then that's what the Magid Miduvna just told us. I don't have to be thinking, well, what's in it for me? I will benefit. I'm living the best life I can, but that's not the calculation. The calculation is I'm doing what's right. You guys with me at all? Yeah? Okay. Back to the Magid Miduvna. And if someone is such a sycophant that he's constantly thinking, how can I get people to think nice things about me and say nice things about me? He's worse than a pagan. As we find in the pious work of Chovat Alvavot, so even though you might say, hey, wait a second, he's serving God. Yeah, but he's serving God and humanity. Isn't this a scary thought? Because we all have that weakness. We care what other people say. We want other people to say nice things about us. And this goes back to the concept that we've been discussing throughout this work, that in the development of our traits, it's not an all or nothing deal. We all have this balance. So I'm not yet there. I'm partially there. I'm almost there. I'm getting there. We're working there. Yes. See y'all.
I wonder if you could read in larger paragraphs, because when you read the little pieces, you put it all together and she translates. I don't know if everyone else has this trouble with the
index. I thought I was reading too much at a time. What do you guys say?
I think we go into more in every sense of the new idea. It was
like a part of the section from the several times. It seemed like it was like half of an idea. And when you read the rest of it, it didn't seem to connect.
Okay, so let's sum it up. We said there are two types of people in the service of Hashem. There's either one who's dedicated, or one who's only thinking about himself. But if you're going to try to fuse the two, like a servant, so then it doesn't work. Because it's not like the servant who says, I'm going to do what the master wants, and whenever I can get something in it for myself, I will. It's a person who's thinking at the same time, what does Hashem want, and what's in it for me, is at the end of the day, it's not only what's in it for me, he's saying, I'll serve Hashem, and people will honor me. I'll serve Hashem, and I'll get the perks of being the servant of Hashem. Well, then what ends up happening is that he's focused, he's serving two forces in his life. He's not serving one thing. The service of Hashem should be, if a person can really connect to it, should be all-encompassing to the degree where I'm satisfied with it. I don't need to do what's right for me, so to speak. Meaning, obviously, I eat, I drink, But it's all part of a system where I say, okay, this is the right system, this is the correct system, and I'm happy doing the system. If I'm serving two beings, there's no difference between serving two religions. You know, there are people who do that, right? Or saying I'm serving God and myself, God and humanity, God and my public reputation. I should be focused on serving Hashem. And then everything else is going to fall into place correctly. But if I have two focuses, then really I have combined two religions. I'm serving two things. Now what we also said is that it's not an all or nothing deal. Meaning very often a person looks at himself and says, well, I do care what people say, and I do want people to say nice things about me. So am I really serving two religions? So on some level, we all have a little bit of this demon within us. And what we're learning is how to develop and where to develop to, where are we headed? Where should we be headed? Okay, to be continued.